Welcome to Super Tati's for Shabbos Kol Hamoed Sukkos. I'm going to use this as an opportunity to give a handful of ideas on Megillas Koheles, since we read it on Shabbos Kol Hamoed Sukkos. And I will preface this by just saying that around the time I turned 40, in order to adjust to all the changes in life, I spent a lot of time with Shlomo Melech learning Mishle, and then proceeded to Koheles and have taught it and now made a Seder out of it for a while, and it's been a really good friend. So I want to share a couple of ideas with you. There's a lot here. The first thing I want to talk about is why we read Koheles during Sukkos, because Koheles on its face seems like it's a big Debbie Downer. And fundamentally, Sukkos is Zman Simchas Seinu, so it sounds like it's completely pulling in opposite and diametric directions. So how is it that it would be applicable to read this on Sukkos? So obviously a lot of answers on this. I think that one of the simplest ones to think about is that of the three Sfarim that Shlomo Melech wrote, each of them serves a different purpose. Shir HaShirim is about passion. It's about feeling very, very passionate about Avodas Hashem. And Mishle is about wisdom. It's about kind of having the insight that accompanies the experience of life and being able to see and think and consider. And then Koheles is really about focus. So to the extent that we can assign these to periods of life, during youth, there needs to be tons of passion. Towards middle age, you need to be gathering on wisdom. And of course, towards the end of life, people develop a level of focus that maybe they didn't have at earlier stages. So one of the things that I think about is the Ramban. The Ramban says, Havel Havalim. There's a question whether it's Hevel Havalim, meaning double lashon, like this is the quintessential or the superlative, as Rav Moshe David Valley says, of havalim, of frivolities, or alternatively, havil halavim is actually a lashon tzivui. And by saying lashon tzivui, meaning is our obligation to let go of certain things which are dead weight, as it were. So think about it like this, and I've mentioned it before, I believe, that you know there was a time where I spent a whole day with a backpack carrying somebody else's lunch. And I went walking all over all day, many, many miles out in the hot sun. And then the day ended and I determined that they didn't even need the lunch. And I just thought to myself, well, how much easier would it have been if I never had to carry that backpack? That's really the idea of Koheles. It's not saying that things in life are worthless. It's saying that if you're laser focused in life, all of a sudden certain things become so much less important, and the noise and the haste of life kind of can go away, and you can stay laser focused on life maybe at an earlier age. This does a little bit lend a little bit of light on another question. But first, I mean, the idea is that like if you're carrying around a 50-pound weighted backpack, all of a sudden you take it off, you realize how light you are on your feet. So that's a chashavah idea. Shlomo Melech had a number of different names, one of which was Agur ben Yaka, and that is She'agar es ha-chochmos v'hikia, Rashi says, both in Mishle and in Koheles. And another one was Shlomo Melech, and another one is Koheles, that he gathered together all of these ideas, and he would kind of figure out all of these things. So one sounds to say, like, and according to the Matsudos, he gathered even ideas, thoughts, general wisdom outside of, you know, the four walls of Torah. And it sounds that Ugur is that he didn't do so well with it. And some of it didn't work out perfectly, didn't agree with him. So one of the questions that I asked my students was, why is it that Shlomo Melech shows us all of this, if at the end he just says, Sof Davar HaKol Nishma? Rav Pinchas Polachek, one of the Talmidei Agra, writes in his Sefer, he wants you to know that there's a lot of contradiction. The Gemara in Shabbos says there's a lot of contradiction in Sefer Koheles, and in fact it was so confusing that they wanted to be gonies. They wanted to put it in Geniza to hide it away, the Chachamim said, because it was too confusing of a message. Says Reb Pinchas Polacek, at the end it says, Sof davar ha-kokol nishma. I just want to give you a precis of what I'm thinking, Shlomo Malek says. What I'm really saying is Yerushalayim is it, and Torah is it, and mitzvos are it. So if that's true, then why do we go through all the twists and turns of 12 prakim of Koheles if really we already know what the punchline is? And I think the answer is it's showing its work. Shlomo Malka shows work. Sometimes my wife, who is a writer, says that sometimes the obligation of the writer is show, don't tell. And Shlomo Malek is showing his work, so maybe somebody could acquire the level of wisdom and focus that he had without actually having to go through all of his experiences. You look in Paris Bays, you see that Shlomo Malek really is talking about his experiences, all the things that he did. Too much ishtadlus, too little ishtadlus, lifi seforno. He's made a lot of mistakes, as it were, and now he knows better. He's going to show it to the reader, to the rest of us, to all of Klal Yisrael, to be able to appreciate that. And if that's true, then we can start getting messages which are to people who are less experienced and less old, as Shlomo Melech, smach bachur b'yaldu secha, b'bachru secha, pardon me, meaning be happy in your youth because there are such opportunities in your youth before the days she'ein b'hem chefetz come. And that's the whole chap, is that if Shlomo Melech can do something special and allow us to take off that 50-pound backpack, there's going to be no greater simcha than that. If we can go through life with laser focus at an earlier stage with the wisdom of Shlomo Melech and take his advice because he showed it to us, that could be extraordinary. This is also a perfect message for this time of the year, because as we are now moving from the laser focus of the Yomim Noroim and the Aseres Yemei Tshuva towards mitzvos, we're going to incorporate a year where we're really going to get all the way back into the nitty-gritty of Gashmias. And as we do that, we're going to have to figure out how we're going to interface with that. Is it going to be like dead weight? Is it going to be something we're able to be Makadesh? Some of that depends on where we are, but at the very least, we can take the simcha of the focus of Shlomo HaMelech and carry that for us throughout the year. If you look at Perek Hey Pasuk Aleph, you see a long Ibn Ezra there talking about how important we are supposed to have kavona in davening is, and how liturgical poetry of the Kalir is challenging for that. And I think that notwithstanding the fact that, you know, the poetry has made its way in and it's our responsibility now to understand it, I think it also underscores the importance of tefillah and something that we need to be very much involved in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf He of Mishle, we know Tzadik Yisod Olam, but in Perek Zion of Koheles, Pasuk Tesvav, it says Alti Tzadik Harbe, and we have this concept that we're not supposed to go too far in Tzidkus, and the example Rashi brings is Shol, the example Rashbam brings is not holding by the drush of V'chai Bahem, or alternatively, some people say, I won't get married because I'm worried about Tarza Mishpacha, won't eat food because I'm worried about bugs or kashrus issues or trefus issues or something like that. We need to be balanced and figure out a way to interface with the world. And then that's also Altir Shahar Bey. Not only that, but the Mitsudo says, don't be too robotic. You need to be able to feel in this world. And those are also important, meaning if we don't have our instinctual feelings, then we won't be able to experience things as a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. Next, the Chosman Ve'es Tachas HaShamayim. So it's very interesting. If you look in the Shar Bitachon of Rabbeinu Bechaya, he will say that everything has its time and we can't hustle or slow down anything that we want. If that's true, how are we supposed to relate to patience, the need of patience? Bizman Azad, this is something that I'm starting to think about a little bit more, meaning if we're supposed to be able to really appreciate patience, then how does that apply on the holiday? A holiday, this is definitionally Yontif was supposed to be hard. Everybody went to the Mikdash and they would be jamming people in. It was a miracle everybody could fit in the Azara, and yet nobody said Sarli HaMakom. Says the Ruach Chaim, the reason people didn't say Sarli HaMakom is because they had like complete bitachon that somebody else couldn't get their space and they couldn't get somebody else's space, and that made them feel okay. So how do we take that insight into the way that we live our lives and can try to be patient and kind and good. So now let's talk now about Shlach Lachem Chal Pnei Amayim. What about how much in life are we supposed to be trying to do the impossible? We see Yaakov Avinu puts little rocks around his head and thinks it's going to protect his whole body from wild animals. We see Miriam sticks out, Bas Paro sticks out her arm and it extends to get something that's clearly out of reach. We see often that we try to do what seems to be impossible, and includes the idea of Shlach Lachem Chal Pnei Amayim is literally throwing bread on the water and thinking that it's going to come back. Talumos HaChochma says, this is talking about Talmidei Chachomim, to give tochacha to people, thinking that there's never going to really be much coming out of it. But fundamentally, he says that it may actually be, notwithstanding that, Rav Moshe David Valley, on the other hand, says that we would give tztaka to somebody who isn't suitable, even if we believe that maybe halachically they aren't suitable, because we don't want to be mevaza the mitzvah of tztaka. So in what instances do we try to do the impossible, and when do we try to bind ourselves by the seichel hayasher? I couldn't go without saying this one. We see at the beginning of Koheles, right at the end of Perek Aleph, we say Marbadas Ma'o Ramachov, and the Mitzuto says generally that people who understand things, people who have more Seichel and Yedios and Chochma and Bina and all of that, they tend to be more disappointed with other people because they tend to have greater understandings of perhaps the way things should be. There's a beautiful Kutzker that says, notwithstanding the fact that it is axiomatic of there being being Marbadas Ma'o Ramachov, is it's still kedai to do. Next, at the end of Koheles, we have more than Shlomo was a chacham. Izin asa'am, he made Torah accessible to other people. Rashi quotes the Chazal. It says Nasan oznaim l'Torah. He made accessibility of the Torah. This is where Rabbi Suratzkin gets the names for his gets the name of his Sfarim. And this is just an important hashkafa for all of us, is that remember the Chazal tell us that Shlomo Melech's mother davened, you know, when everybody else was davening for all kinds of mitos for their children, she just wanted one who was Melubin Matera. And that was obviously very, very important. Important to her, but notwithstanding the fact that he was such a chacham, more important was that his relationship to Torah, to make it accessible for other people, is just of such great importance. Last, a minchas shai on Sof Dovar HaKol Nishma. I think that it's very important. There's a big samach there. And he says the reason why is because we want you to know that there are big, deep secrets in Koheles. There is a ton to say here. I have so many more things that I could share, but these are just a couple of highlights that I'm sure you'll find something to share with your family. And I hope you have a wonderful, uplifting Yontif.